This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You know, I think just about everyone has probably heard about this story by now, unless you've been under a rock for the past month. The viral kiss cam moment at that Coldplay concert in Boston that outed an alleged affair. It spawned endless memes, and it's got us all reconsidering just how much privacy we really have.
And this is a story that keeps on giving. Coldplay frontman Chris Martin made one little joke about whether the couple caught on that kiss cam, eventually revealed to be Andy Byron, CEO of the tech company Astronomer, and the company's HR head, Kristen Cabot, were having an affair after they scrambled to get off camera. And now it's rumored that he's getting sued by Byron,
who, by the way, resigned shortly after the incident went viral, as did Cabot. And there was also that fake statement claiming to be an apology from Byron. It began circulating on sites like LinkedIn. And then Astronomer goes out and they hire Gwyneth Paltrow, Chris Martin's ex-wife, to be its temporary spokesperson after this whole debacle.
Which reminded me, Mike, we have to do an episode on Goop, Gwyneth Paltrow's whole lifestyle site. So remind me of that later.
Exactly. Well, you know, give me a heads up on that so I can plan on taking a long vacation around that time.
Sounds good.
Do not want to get into the Goop conversation. Now, as this story shapes up to be the scandal of the summer, we talk to an expert on affairs and internet security. It's an odd combination. Paul Keeble, the chief strategy officer at a website you may have heard of called Ashley Madison.
That's a site that offers to pair up people looking to have extramarital affairs. That had a highly publicized data breach in 2015.
And that is Lauren, you hear right there. I'm your host, Mike Rogers. This is Something Offbeat. Now, Paul Keeble and I discussed everything from why people have affairs to how much privacy any of us can really expect in the age of the internet. You guys, I have to say, Ashley Madison, I thought of you like right away when everybody realized what was happening in this video. What was your thought? What was going through your head when you first saw this?
You know, at first I thought it was sort of a comical, funny, small moment. It did take me a bit by surprise in terms of how, you know, global and how pervasive the story has become. And, you know, this is like almost a week later and we're still talking about it. But in reality, the internet is in a sense replicating the NASCAR world. and people just love a good crash. And that's what we're seeing here. It just has so many different elements. Wildly successful, good-looking people doing bad things and getting caught. It's a bit of Schadenfreude, and the world loves it.
Yeah, so it sounds like you weren't too terribly surprised about the public reaction to this.
Not at all. I mean, the interesting part is if the individuals at the heart of the story had not reacted the way they had, you know, nothing would have come of this. Nobody would have filmed them. Nobody would have posted anything to TikTok, and the story doesn't go anywhere. The likelihood of being caught or exposed. The only aspect of the story that I find slightly disheartening is the fact that we actually don't know their story, and we gave them no space to articulate it in any way, shape, or form. Because the reality is, it's possible, though unlikely given what we know now, that they were not cheating, that they were in open relationships, in some form of don't ask, don't tell relationships. There's a lot of nuances to these types of activities that the rush to judgment doesn't allow for that to come out in a really healthy way. So that part I was a little disappointed in, though not wildly surprised.
You nailed it, Ed, and I thought this the second I saw the video, if they had just maintained, if they had just done nothing instead of diving behind tables and chairs. No, and the girl that who got the video off the scoreboard said the same thing. If they had just stood there and gone with it, she never would have posted it.
But as I think it was Maya Angelou said, you know, when people tell you who they are, believe them. So I think their reaction was telling us a lot, even though I still wish that we gave them more space to sort of articulate that. But I think at the heart, what it's really telling people, you know, in the thought I always have when these, you know, actions occur is if you're going to have an affair, and obviously I'm very biased given where I work, doing it in the office is such a risky proposition. Because not only are you potentially risking your marriage, you're certainly risking your career. And we now live in a world, not that long ago, 15, 20, maybe a little bit more, you know, often office affairs would happen and the more junior person, which would often be the female, they would lose their job and be quietly ushered out of the building. But the senior person, no consequences. That is no longer the case. We have seen the CEOs of Intel, McDonald's, and now, can't remember the name of the company, you know, CEOs losing their job for
astronomy, right?
Astronomer. You know, lose their positions. Then again, I'll be really, really clear here. These are for consensual affairs, not sexual harassment, because those are very, very different issues, and those should certainly be punished. But these were consensual affairs. And anybody really thinking about this should really understand that is the worst way you can go about it. And interestingly enough, that is, you know, my business's biggest competition is the office affair. That's where we traditionally find people stepping outside of the bounds of monogamy is with the workmate, because you spend far more time with your quote unquote work husband or work wife than you do with your actual spouse quite often, particularly if you're a high senior level person in a company like a CEO. You're not working a typical 9-to-5, 40-hour work week. You're probably in the 50, 60 plus hour work week.
This part of your conversation made me wonder just how common infidelity is. So I researched some information published in the Environmental and Public Health Journal in 2023. Feel like doing a little quiz?
All right, fine. If you insist, hit me.
Okay. So first, do you think people with more education are more or less likely to cheat?
Well, since doing something like that is an inherently stupid thing, I would guess that people with less education are more likely to.
You know, I was surprised by this one, too. People with more education are more likely to cheat.
Really?
I know. I was surprised by that, too. The study authors said that it's perhaps because they have more opportunities to cheat. Like they're in, you know, situations where they have more free time, maybe. They're in, you know, more illustrious careers where people are more competitive. Mm-hmm. But it surprised me, too.
All right. Number two.
How common do you think infidelity is among married couples? I'll give you some options. 10% have a cheater, a quarter have a cheater, half have a cheater, or 60% have a cheater.
And this would be one or the other, but not necessarily both.
Yes.
I would go with half.
Okay. This one was a quarter of married couples have a cheater.
Oh, less than I thought. Okay. Well, that's good. The institution of marriage is very happy with that result.
Indeed.
And the last question.
What percentage of people in extramarital affairs do you think met their secondary partner at work, like this astronomer couple?
I would say that probably is the majority.
It is pretty high. About half of them do.
Right. Okay. Right at half. This gets back to the question of opportunity.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, you're with these people 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, right?
Exactly. And the study also mentioned, good that you brought that up, that these people tend to be at work a little bit more. If they're the CEO of a company, they could be working more than 40 hours a week. I know that I, for one, made the mistake of dating one of my coworkers back when I was a waitress in college, and it's something I would never do again. It was awful when we broke up. Ugh.
See, my initial reaction when you said that was to ask you, was this guy married? But I'm going to be polite and not do that. We'll just move on.
No, we were both 19 and had never been married.
Was he your boss?
No, it was just awful because, you know, your relationship drama plays out when you're at work. You know, you try to compartmentalize it, but it'll end up, you know, you'll say something sassy while they're trying to carry miso soup to the table and they get all flustered. And then when you break up, you're all mad at each other and fighting over tables. It's terrible. Don't do it, anybody.
Some sage advice from Lauren.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is this becoming more common? Not just the infidelity in general, but specifically at the office.
No, I don't think it's becoming more common. I think the shift now is that companies, particularly publicly traded companies, are recognizing the risk it puts on their companies and the valuations on their companies. And having a senior executive, God forbid the CEO, having an affair with another senior executive, even if no activities occurred within the confines of their roles, their jobs that compromise the company, the mere appearance of these activities reflects on the culture. And if you're someone else working in the company, you didn't get the promotion you wanted, or you didn't get, you know, the raise you wanted. Now you're looking at these two people. Have they conspired? Have they acted untowards towards me? And so all these perceptions persist. And I think companies are now recognizing that risk, and they're being more public about chastising and punishing those they caught. In the past, I think people, one, often, like I said before, the more junior and often the female was ushered out of the building quietly. And they didn't want to make a big stink about it. But I mean, now companies are being more public with, we're not going to tolerate this. We don't want it because of the risks it puts into our overall organization. So leave it at home, leave it elsewhere, or more importantly, leave it at Ashley Madison. And you're going to see more of this. But I don't think it's a rise in infidelity. I think it's just a rise of accountability from corporations and particularly their board of directors.
Mike, have you ever been on a kiss cam?
I never have. And I'll tell you why, because the kiss cams usually are down low. Those are the expensive seats. I'm usually way up in the nosebleed seats.
I've never been on one either. I don't go to too many sporting events, and if I did, I'd probably be in the nosebleeds as well. So I don't think I'm going to end up in a situation like Byron and Cabot anytime soon. Extramarital affairs don't really appeal to me either. But I do sometimes worry about becoming viral against my will.
In what way? Like for what?
I don't know, like maybe falling in the street or like an embarrassing Zoom meeting. You know, that cat lawyer guy that went viral during the pandemic. I'm in so many Zoom meetings where I could potentially do something embarrassing. I worry about that. Don't you have fears about going viral?
You know, I used to when maybe 10, 15 years ago, but everybody does dumb things at one time or another. And everyone has a camera in their pocket. So eventually you're gonna do something stupid and you're gonna get caught either in a picture or in a video. So I stopped worrying about it. If it happens, it happens.
Now that really is sage advice. I'm gonna start thinking about it that way, and I won't be so nervous about it. And I know you also asked Paul about what this Coldplay incident reveals about our privacy today.
So do you think this was an invasion of privacy?
Of course it's not. You're at a massive public event. You're at a concert with 50,000 other people. It's the least private place you could possibly be. And the reality is you went out in public with your paramour. You are subject to being caught. The reality is, even if you weren't up on that screen, are you suggesting that it wasn't likely that someone from the company also wasn't going to be in attendance? I'm pretty sure. I checked. Coldplay is a fairly popular band. I was in attendance at a Coldplay concert in my city. You know, we had 50,000 people there. And the same event where the little kiss cam was happening at ours. You have no expectation of privacy outside of your household. The reality is we live in a world where privacy no longer exists.
You go to a concert and you go to a sporting event. It's these days, a kiss cam type thing, a fan cam, call it what you want. It's just kind of a given. It's going to be there.
We don't live in a world where we have an expectation of privacy. Like I said, once you step outside of your household, your expectation of privacy should be zilch. And this is, you know, what we obviously counsel our members, that if you're going to step outside of your marriage and you're going to have an affair, discretion is the key. And I think, you know, that's the reason why our business has continued to be successful, because that's what we offer at the core of our business. And that's what our members are looking for. And so when people do these actions, like these two individuals at the Coldplay concert, it's just a reminder of the risks that you're taking. And if you do it so haphazardly, you're indicating that you're not really putting a value on discretion, which is really a bad way to go about having a discreet affair.
The Coldplay concert aside, in general, why do you think people choose to have affairs instead of just ending their current relationship and starting something new?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. And we've been able to answer that in a really interesting way. When academics and researchers seek to study the nature of monogamy and infidelity, it's a very difficult subject because people lie. People lie to themselves. So if you do a Gen Pop survey and ask people about, you know, their participation in infidelity, they're not going to tell you the truth. Whereas if you've already signed up to Ashley Madison, you're good. You're already, you know, giving away a little bit of information there. So we had a professor from the University of Missouri, Dr. Alicia Walker, come to us a few years back, looking to understand why women cheat versus why men cheat. And this was fascinating because it really flips the script. 80% of the women in the study said they were in a sexless or orgasmless marriage. They were seeking to fulfill a missing intimate function of their relationship in order to preserve their primary relationship. They were looking to save their marriage. I've spoken to hundreds, if not thousands, of members over the years, and they all tell me that they're a better mother, lover, and wife because of their affairs, that they've talked to their partner in advance, and their partner was either unable or unwilling to fulfill the parts that they felt were missing. So conventional wisdom is to these women, sacrifice your happiness and just live with a bad sex life, or divorce, which is really horrific if you love 90% of your relationship and it's just one 10% piece missing. And so these people are seeking to fulfill that missing need in a discreet ways without their partner's knowledge. And you can disagree with their choice, but understanding it gives a little bit of a different perspective.
You think that sites like Ashley Madison, just online sites in general, dating sites, whatnot, have impacted relationships in general and led to more of this, more people straying from their marriages?
I don't think it's led to more. So, you know, our origin stories really, you know, help understand why we exist and why we continue to exist 20 plus years later. In the early aughts, a lot of the online dating sites were starting to take off, getting popular and becoming a normal way to meet people. But one, our founders saw a report that said up to 30% of these profiles were in fact married people pretending to be single. So in a rather ironic manner, he said, why don't I create a place where people can be more honest about their intentions? I'm looking to have an affair. I am married, and offer a better solution. Instead of lying to someone to have an affair with, go have an affair with someone who also is married, who's going to decrease the likelihood of being caught, because you're both going to likely act in a fashion that's not going to expose it. So I don't think there's been a necessarily an increase in infidelity. I think there's been an increase of awareness of it. I think more women have started to be more public in talking about the reasons and rationales, because the consequences for women have been a little bit more evened out. The financial implications for my parents' generation in terms of cheating, and my mother had done so, you know, in the 70s when she was having kids, she would have potentially lost her economic means, potentially have lost access to her children. And so having an affair then, you know, really required a much higher level of discretion. Whereas now women have a little bit more autonomy. I wouldn't say we're necessarily equalized from a full society perspective, but we're a lot closer. And so women can participate in a more fulsome manner and be a little bit more public in terms of the reasons or rationales when and if they do get caught.
What is the main takeaway from this?
The main takeaway for me is office affairs are not safe for work. If you're going to have an affair, if you're going to step out of your marriage, the last place you should do it is inside where you spend 40 hours a week at work. It is just a recipe for disaster.
I'm Mike Rogers. Thank you so much for listening to Something Offbeat. This episode written and produced by Lauren Barry and Chris Blake. Audio editing by Chris Blake and original music by Myron Kaplan. And to keep listening, subscribe to us on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, as always, if you have your own offbeat story that you think we should cover, let us know about it. You can send it to us at somethingoffbeat@Odyssey, that's AUDACY.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.